Thank you for the pause to turn the tape.
Quite frankly, these are kinds of meetings that we need to be family, to give the support to each other so that you can know that we're just not a mouth out here talking about Satan or to buoy you up and rally around the flag. You have a wondrous flag. It's honorable. Every national flag is honorable. If the nation has honor, your nation no longer has honor. But you are the only nation as a whole, nation separate, that can pull this off. The rest have already fallen. And basically, the way it has fallen now, you have to carry Canada and Mexico at the least, or change those laws. Well, you're all Americans. Didn't help Canada, didn't help you, certainly hasn't helped Mexico, has it? All this NAFTA. And you have more drugs being shipped in under the shelter of the CIA and the government than ever before in the history of any nation. You have more corruption than any place on the face of the earth. But to reclaim a constitution, you're going to have to set it all aside and let them starve themselves. To hope that you can bring those misguided pornographic people to justice. Don't waste your time with it. If you can do so, fine. Don't make that your cause to bring them to justice. You bring your nation to truth, and they will be treated justly. So don't get your carts out there in front of you where your horse has to push it on a string. And that's what's happening. A little pod here, a little pod there with their little rifles. Do you ever think that you could get a large enough effective militia in Tehachapi, California to do any good? When you have people like Jason Brent who want to kill off the old, the infirm, and the stupid. Doesn't it ever occur that they fit into some of those categories? Mensa's IQ society is not what is equated with wisdom or common horse sense. And when you find groups going completely idiotic, out to gather up arms and present arms, and then we're going to go shoot something, that's exactly what they want you to do, so they can shoot you or arrest you and drain you dry and get you so weak that you can't recover. It has been since the beginning of time. And just because this elite bunch comes and says, oh, anti-Semitic, and you cower and shake. Why do you do that? Because you don't know the word mispuka or mishnah. You're under the Noahidic mishnah laws that were the prevalent law 2,000 years ago and killed off the good. Has nothing, zero zip to do with Hebrews. Has nothing to do with whites or blacks. All of you are just the tools to cause chaos. That's all the O.J. Simpson trial is about. And now that you know what it's about, isn't it fun to watch it unfold before your eyes? You even get Mr. Dershowitz up there making stupid statements. and somebody says you're doing nothing but causing anarchy and racism. Racism and anarchy because you said the police lie. The police lie. Everybody lies. Come on. Why should the police be different? It's like everything else. They're good and there's bad. Most would like to be good. But all are placed in a position now following orders. That's part of the scheme. That's part of the game. And you get Dick Thornburg up there as a regular member of Mr. Larry King Live's panel. This is the same Dick Thornburg, for goodness sakes, that is one of the ringleaders in the pedophile community. And he's up there claiming Dershowitz is an anarchist. Why do you think they're showing nothing on CNN International? Every minute the trial is on, it is broadcast on the international network. And word came back already that because of the money, the peso fall in Mexico, that last Thursday or Friday, they were having riots in Mexico City. Anybody hear about it? I don't think anybody up here heard anything about it. Some got it on the shortwave. Well, brother, your banks will collapse the minute. They cannot hold your banks under that kind of pressure as is happening in Mexico. And you can just kiss $22 billion goodbye. It never went to Mexico anyway for Mr. Clinton. It's your money, but it went directly, bypassed Mexico, went straight to the banks. And I don't mean the banks in New York that are in worse trouble than the banks were in Mexico or Basel, Switzerland, or London, or Japan, or Germany. They're folding every day. The major banks of your world are belly up. And the ringleaders live in Basel, Switzerland. They are the bankers. And once again, all you have to do is be prepared and know that. It isn't going to be a picnic, but it does not have to be disaster. And out of that kind of disaster, your nation can rise again. And when you get control of your nation, you just repudiate the debt. It's over. The banks did it. They can take their own responsibility. Don't expect them to come and offer to bail you out. On the other hand, you can establish your own system, and you can make it work. And look at all those politicians. Where in the world are they going to go? You'll be smart if you don't let them back in your town.
Breathe out.
Anybody have anything that you would like to discuss? I don't want to lecture anymore.
What about the bubonic plague here in town?
How about that?
Oh, yeah.
It isn't even bubonic plague, it's pneumonic plague, and it is 100 times worse. And that's another reason that we need to get some of these other things.
It's for real?
It's for real. And when you have a 20-some-odd-year young man that is just living on... This valley fever has been bad enough. But if you get pneumonic plague, that is the old black plague. Bubonic plague can easily be treated. And this can be treated if you catch it in time. Ask me after class. You just take care. I don't know the facts about the young man. I haven't bothered to look. And every year there is an outbreak of this somewhere around. It's usually found in the higher levels. So you people up in the mountains, take a little caution. And you see, they've got you in a double bind. If you kill off one of those little kangaroo rats or one of those Mojave ground squirrels that carry the disease that the fleas pick up and then bite you, you're going to end up in jail. So you use your head. You respect it. You don't have to get it. But the moment that you think you may have something, you get in and get care. And scare the daylights out of them at the hospital. Tell them you're sure you've got pneumonic plague. You see, they could count on everything with the valley fever. Well, valley fever is basically a fungus or a yeast spore. But you've got another problem. And it'll be coming out in the news. There is another thing being loosed on the public. It's airborne, and it is a spore. They've got you. And they've got you to the point where you don't have the resources to be able to struggle along through this. Well, you do. You certainly do. And these are the things. Nostradamus. Let's talk about Nostradamus just a second. This would seem to be digression. It isn't. What was the thing about Dr. Nostradamus that should stick in your mind? He went through the plague, didn't he? And he treated people, didn't he? Mouth to mouth. Right there with them. But he didn't die. He lost his wife, and still, he didn't die. What did he do? He didn't get vaccinated. So they had something, didn't they? Well, you handle it properly, and you've got something. And yet it's something that almost nobody knows about. And yet the government can't really stop you. They can stop you from getting licensed under regulations. But if you treat the product exactly like it was pre 1938 or something, the laws that were changed in 1938 about drugs and medicines and whatever, you can have what you need. And you'll have something that works. Because your antibiotics don't work anymore on the whole. They're very effective for some things. And I'm not saying if you're sick, don't get in there and try to get something. Because they'll try to hit you now with overwhelming things. And there are some things that you can use that are 100% effective for 100% of the microbial world, the one-celled microbes. It doesn't mean that some of you will not succumb to this, whatever happens to be the this. But you certainly can have as good or better chance than anybody else. But it's shocking, and it's in your town now. In this instance, just an infected little rodent. The young man got bitten. So it's not a, it isn't an intentional thing. But, the question, what is the difference? Pneumonic plague is a pneumonia-like disease. It'll hit the lungs. That means it's airborne and extremely contagious. Whereas some of the dysenteries and the and the bubonic as such is blood to blood. So it is not as easily spread. It can be just as prevalent for many reasons, but pneumonic plague affects the lungs, and the infecting microbe is so tiny that it is airborne. So it can be spread, you know, easily. But most people will have a resistance to it. It's like what we're calling the flesh-eating, whatever you want to call it. Well, Paul Lienthal could give you a week lecture on this. Only Lynn was able to keep warding this off enough that she survived a lot longer than most. These are strep infections. And once they can infect you from within, by the time you can stop it, get to it to kill it, the damage is done. It goes so rapidly. So you do have to have an immunity. And then you have to have something that can hit it immediately. Now, where they'll get you is, you see, you cannot practice medicine. Now, I could go way out there on that limb and say, well, you put a little colloidal this and that into a bottle of Giandriana, stay away from the blood transfusion, stay away from all the antibiotics, stay away from everything, and you'll make it. Number one, you cannot give IVs. IVs into the vein. You cannot give intramuscular shots of anything. That's practicing medicine, and you are not licensed with a club. And if you're going to give transfusions, you have to give whatever is the going thing. And you see, Sandy went into shock. Her blood pressure dropped. She hadn't lost fluid. But the body responds. And boy, right off the bat, they're going to give her blood transfusions. And she was smart enough to say, hold off 24 hours. Let me see if I can do this. Blood is dead. Once it's out of one system, it's dead. It may be able to carry oxygen, and it may be able to bring up the level. But I want to tell you something. Giandriana will carry oxygen a lot better than dead blood cells. But they're hardly going to offer you that, are they? And they'll put you in prison if you try it. Well, maybe when you're on an island out here, there won't be so many regulators to turn you in.
Turn us in where?
So it's sort of like digging the well, isn't it? Just make sure you have well-digging equipment so that when the CSD goes down, there won't be any regulators, will there? The power brokers. Well, you're at their mercy until you get rid of them. And once they have put their claws in, it's very hard to get rid of them, isn't it? Well, there's one thing that will get rid of them rapidly, and that is to cut off their payroll. Have you ever noticed it? For a while, they'll figure a way to get you more. And yes, sir, the parasites are coming out, and didn't anybody just sort of go, oh, my God, when they saw the dike rupture down at the sewage plant and it's all running into the stream? I'd certainly keep my hydrogen peroxide bottles around, people. That seeps into the groundwater. That's the way these things are born. It doesn't mean you have to catch them and die. But you have to use some natural hygiene. Remember, deathbed fevers, motherbed fevers, loss of mothers, loss of babies, and finally, somebody said, oh my goodness, doctors, you should wash your hands. Just happily going from room to room, checking all these little mothers and infecting every one of them. And someone stands back and says, oh my goodness, if we just wash our hands. Well, you people may have to decide whether you want to live happily in whatever time you've got, which would be a very long time, and it could be very delightful, but you may have to pick up a little blue tinge and look like an alien. I think we're quite handsome, myself. And you don't need near as much light at night. You just sort of glow. Nice blue-white light. Or if you prefer gold, you can take on a golden tinge. You don't have to play by their game, and you don't have to fight them. But you do have to kind of keep it to yourself so that you keep things available to you. Because I repeat, and this can go on the record forever, we are not lawbreakers. We're not subversive. We're not trying to overthrow anything. Except maybe Jason Brent. Maybe he should rethink some of his thoughts. On the other hand, you see, he's only playing out the Mishnah laws. Those are in the Mishnah laws. Later to come along and be incorporated into the Talmud protocols, etc., which were also already there. He is just repeating the line. When you are overpopulated, what do? You've got to consider getting rid of the elderly, the infirm, and certainly you don't want stupid around. Well, certainly he fits in that category. At least very, very foolish to have made such a statement. And I note that the only one that stood up for him and made some beautiful statement about his thought processes was his daughter. And I rather respect her for doing that, except that I don't respect him for teaching that kind of solution to problems. If you can save your world, you don't have to be isolated onto this world. If this world changed, you've got a universe. And whether you like it or not, you have a universe that has travelers with the capability of finding you a new place. And it doesn't have to be Mars, it doesn't have to be Venus, it doesn't have to be the other places you've already destroyed. But it likely will be. You have a major, major tendency to destroy. And therefore, your species are not particularly acceptable. Especially the ones that are trying to get to the moon and the stars and Mars and so forth. They're the least desirable. But you don't have to be restricted to an overpopulated place. And that's exactly what's going to happen to most of you anyway, is you will move on to the parallel world where it is flat better. So if there is no other reason to sort of play along with me, that's one. And some of you better play along with me because I got your other half already. And this isn't called marriage in the temple. this is because I love you and I want to share with you and I'm sorry you're gone. There's plenty of living left to be done. In fact, not many of you are going to cut out of here. Some of you can make transition if you feel that's necessary. Most of you just heal you and send you back.
Maybe you'll have to come back now.
Just Patricia.
Commander, can I ask a question?
Yes, sir.
You've said we've all each chosen to be here during this particular time. How much knowledge did we have when we were making that choice?
More than to have made it.
I mean,
you knew what you were doing. So you still know what you're doing.
Did we?